No!
No! No!
What?
Because I was married for 2 fucking years!
You're a cunt, Ryan.
Fuck you, Carmen.
You're a cunt, Ryan.
No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it.
Fuck you, Carmen.
You're a cunt, Ryan.
No, sir, I don't like it.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to. Thanks for taking over, Kurt.
Oh, this is not my show.
I was like, where's he going? I'd love to see this.
Which show are we actually recording? I had no idea. Welcome, everybody, to episode 76 of No Sir, I Don't Like It. I'm Carmen Morales. That's
Hello.
Brian Vokey. We have a special guest today, Mr. Kurt Metzger. What's up, buddy?
Hey, thanks.
This podcast is brought to you by Brondell, baby. We have the cleanest asses in all of the podcast business, and that's thanks to go to brondell.com.
I spent the last 3 years of my life with often with a little wad of toilet paper wedged in my ass because I could never get fully clean. And since Brondell, I haven't had a toilet paper in my
ass. I always hated all these like old hacky dudes who would always talk about like, oh, chicks always have like rolled up fucking toilet paper in their twat or in their ass crack whenever he was going to fuck some chick in the ass. And that always like, it always annoyed.
She's a real road dog. Where are you working where that's
my goodness. How was the rest of your time in Billings, Montana?
It was Paducah, Kentucky. But anyways, it was just so... And you know, with Brondell,
is that a hacky, overused premise?
I'm just so tired of fucking hearing about it. Like they're always.
Have you
trying
ever
to be
worked
gross.
A room that I didn't have a mechanical bowl?
Where do you think I got my man-like chops? I tell you what, it doesn't happen in a safe space.
You know that old premise where you're choking your woman and she's got toilet paper in her twat. You're trying to fuck her in the ass.
That old chestnut.
Well, that joke would never happen if everybody would have gone to Brondell.com. type in the promo code no sir and get 20% off.
They must love our promos. They're the most disgusting thing. This is the most... Anyway, thank you, Brondell. You changed my life. I don't have to have toilet paper in my ass anymore. Now I'm no longer a hacky premise in Carmen's world.
Also, if you guys have bought anything on Brondell, tell us about it. Write in and let us know. NoSirPod@gmail.com and let us know how you like it. Hey, thanks
is that
for-
from Dr. Mr. Horse from...
Yeah, that's the reference.
Ren Stimpy.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Is he like a pedophile or something? Is that true?
Probably. Who?
John Kenny.
Ren or Stimpy?
No. Well, both of them. Because Ren Stimpy is so great, the old ones. And then when it came back on Spike.
I never watched it when it came back.
It was not good. And it was because there was no like corporate thumb on him, so he could do what he wanted. And it wasn't as good.
He was like, too unhinged?
Yeah, it was just gross.
Yeah.
So the shit that was really funny about it was like they were kind of had to sneak kind of some shit in.
Yeah.
And that made
it
so
be, like,
much
subtle.
Better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so the vital part was like the man in that formula. And then without it, it wasn't good.
It's kind of like
how... Yeah,
it would
just be those close-ups real quick that were nasty. And then it would go back to a regular cartoon. Like they would close up on an ear.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they had like, were straight up like, they're like, he fucks the cat.
I'm
the pitcher. You're the catcher. Like, all right.
Also, you remember how juicy that fucking horse ass was?
They always drew the butts really
good. The old one or
the
new
old
one? Yeah, that was funny, though. That was all funny. The Pope, they put him on the mountain. Pope ass.
Yeah. It's kind of like the same dynamic for the Rick and Morty guy. Because have you ever seen like his original shit? Like Justin Roiland on his... Huh?
Dan Harmon,
yeah. I can't believe my face.
Why do you remember the other guys?
I know. I have no idea. Because Justin Roiland, like his stuff before... like. Dan Harmon got a hold of him. Like, he was an insane person. It was all super crazy. Like, it was like getting convincing.
Good or, did you like it or not good?
It was
good or bad?
Ridiculous. It was like a kid trying to convince his grandfather to suck his dick. Come on, or his grandfather trying to get him to suck his dick. Come on.
Hilarious.
He's like, you got it. Yeah, you got it. And it is real. It's like really insane, crazy.
Was that
crazy,
the thing
funny.
That they put it on Funny or Die that everybody was mad about for a day?
I don't know. It was on, I saw it on YouTube.
I'm sure
for
the answer to that is yes, no matter what we're talking about.
I know.
Yeah.
It's very, I mean, they really diluted that, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The power of that has really been watered down, hasn't it?
The Funny or Die? It's mostly
Die. Funny or Die. I mean,
the
just
anger?
Yeah, like, I mean, you're going to have to stick with something for more than a day.
Well, it seems like they're really sticking to you.
No, that's like three. I mean,
they're showing some consistency.
Here's what's
with
all.
You.
Here's what's all. all. Well, if they bring me up, it's not. Look, if you brought me up every goddamn day, that would be like crazy.
Yeah,
they put me on the Kramer Island of the mind.
Yes, and Kramer Island.
Well, I didn't say you could. We put you at Kramer Island. I'm like, I don't think anybody like gives a shit who's a person that's not like an open mic HuffPo blogger.
Yeah, I
like,
agree.
Do you know what I mean? Like, and when I say open mic, I mean they did some open mics of comedy.
Yep.
And felt it was not welcoming or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
And then so. Kilstein, do you know Jamie Kilstein?
Yes.
He always, because he did like a million podcasts after he like, you know, fell out of his thing, you know, got kicked out of the cult. And they fucking, yeah, it was like they hate comedy because it was mean to them.
Right.
Like, he explained it. He's like, well, I feel like comedy just didn't like me. So I'm like, fuck comedy. Wow. And I, you know, that other one, the heavy one that I can't remember her name, but she went on to like the New York Times. She has a whole thing in her words about like how she showed up and it wasn't like, I'm not going to go through this bullshit. Maybe I have dignity. It's like, yeah, okay, so you're not a comic.
Yeah, don't do comedy.
This like, it's like, you're mad.
It's self-exploitive. What the fuck did you expect?
This or porn, man. I mean, and porn is like.
Even porn's a little more.
We're a plan B for porn.
Yeah.
Porn stars are go to this.
Yeah.
We're like, well, all right, what's the other thing? It takes nothing.
Yeah.
Like, no effort, and I can just get paid probably. I already tried porn. That's my main pet peeve, if I have to list them first, is my thing to avoid work, to try to be more work.
Yep.
But like, you're ruining it for me. This was so I could avoid working.
You know, it's funny though. A lot of those articles where they try to hate on you. You know, when I saw the first promo for Who Is America and it said Who Is America hires controversial, and I was like, oh, that's dope. Kurt, by the way,
why are you guys always on top of this shit? Like after I'm done, like the season's done, guys. Yeah. Some time ago. They hired me.
Cash. Yeah, it passed.
The check is cash.
What would you like to happen? But I'm not even supposed to be talking about the show, just because the nature of the show, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's credited. I mean,
yeah. So that's fucking. You know, man, it's one of them things where it's like, well, all these things are better. Some, and especially something like that. Like just as a person who's a fan of the show.
Yeah, well,
the show's great.
Yeah, I just enjoy a goddamn show. I'm not like. I don't look up the IMDb who made the show as if I'm also in show business when I write for HuffPo in Austin, Texas.
Yeah, and it's like, it's not
you're out of the business, sweetheart. You're not in the business. Like, you're upset that I am. I'm glad you enjoyed the thing I made. What?
Did she submit? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's not and like it's she not submitted to a show, didn't get it.
They all do. They
all
think.
Well, it's because she has dignity and didn't grind it out in the fucking mic. So through the shit.
I don't want to, and that's the other thing. I don't want to focus on that because what about all my other massive good credits that they're not?
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, I privileged my way to all of them.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's so insane because it is like a privilege if you work on something cool. Like it is, you know?
But you got
it's a privilege for anybody.
It's not an unearned privilege, I guess is my point. Like none of these things that are good, will they keep somebody around who's not good for any reasons that are fucking like...
They fire people mid-season all the time.
Look, I'm all for these diversity hires and shit. I guess make it into fucking every... Entertainment's always had something like that. Like it used to be... We need to hire, but this is casting. It's not stand up.
Right.
I just want to do stand up. Sure. I don't give a shit about this other stuff.
The other stuff is to get a crowd.
And everybody mixes the improv sketch. It's another pet peeve. Are we up to two?
Yeah.
I want to not shortchange on pet peeves. but that sketch shit, that's like the casting and all that fuck. I don't give a fuck if I'm on fucking Saturday Night Live. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, that's not my dream or whatever.
Yeah.
I just want to do stand up and they just won't let you do it unless you fucking do all this other shit.
Right.
Like that old Hedberg joke.
Yeah. Can you farm?
Yeah. Like now that I know all the parts of the kitchen, can I do stand up?
And they're still like, no.
Well, it's not that. Because then there's not even a they. There's like three people. This last thing doesn't even bother me because it's so insane. Like I can't imagine anybody's like, oh yeah. Like somebody writing pro rape about you. Like even a fucking rapist isn't gonna be pro rape.
I know. Yeah.
It's. Who the fuck is
I meant
that?
To intro you that way, and I forgot. I meant to say, we're here with pro-rape comedian Kurt Metzger.
Yeah, I mean, even me talking about it now is probably more than I should, but I just am like blown away. Like, I don't know. I just blown away. Like, these are the same people that are going to complain about, like, you know, the fake whatever news. I'm like, you make it. You're a person who makes it.
Yeah.
Yes. It is funny. It's just like, it's crazy how people will completely try to ruin somebody else's life to not deal with their own fucking issues.
Well, mostly women will do that. That's my pet peeve number three. Women the most. And if your dude who does it, I call you a woman.
Sure. Fair enough.
No, the thing of like the hell hath no fury thing.
Is that
it's the same
Bible?
Reason. Or this is what I think. Because I think there's such a little difference. I think it's like if you had two different gendered pit bulls, it's like that amount of.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not
yeah,
like
yeah.
You don't give a shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If yeah.
One's like running they're different, but they're not in any way you give a fuck about.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't assign them like careers or something. But like online, being a Big J, he was one of the first guys to show me these websites of just fights. You know, online, like all the dirt, all the trash websites of like people fighting, right?
Oh, like so, early World Star type stuff.
So the girl fights always are fights for, they're fights mostly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the guy ones are mostly peacocking, like that South Park.
Right, right, right. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
What's up? What's up, bro? I respect you, bro.
Yeah.
They're all like outside and out. Like, and it's amazing to watch the pageant. So I just think it's like not really a difference of viciousness. I think it's like what it will take. Like, just in my life experience, when you get a woman to that, if a woman gets to that, depending on whatever brought them to that, that's going to be a much more pure, violent anger.
Oh, yeah. I've been pushed to that point. I've been violent, for
like,
sure.
And I'll tell you, I'm just somebody that like, grew up fucked up. Like the anger I have is a woman's anger. Like, I had a woman's anger beaten into me. And it's not like I'm, like, it's when I go to therapy, it's for that. I don't get angry how like a man should get angry. I get angry like how a woman does.
It's the vindictive thing. Like guys fight and then they can be friends afterwards. Chicks fight and we hate each other forever.
Well, not that. I just mean that's about probably close. The thing I'm saying feminine is probably not as feminine as that, as what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of like I start making connections like I'm on my period. Like if I get, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. like inside my head looks like there's like photos with yarn.
Yeah, it's like a web instead of linear.
Like you're trying to solve a murder.
Right. I mm-hmm. think, that, I mean, just in general. But I don't know if that's like more of a, like I said, I think that shit's like more yin-yang than it is male-female. Because I know people that have so much more of one trait than the other, you know?
Yeah,
I just got done watching Nanae.
Yeah, Nanae.
I don't know if you saw the great Nanae, but there's a lot more yang in that dress than yin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What are we talking Nanae. About?
We're talking about how you're about a trans Nene. Comic. And,
so I'm transitioning. I am a woman of color named Champagne, and I'd ask you. I hope it becomes that I can just identify. That is not a pet peeve. I hope that I can identify and put in zero effort, and you have to take it. That's my that's ultimate coming. Goal.
I mean, that's like the sweet. That's like the sweetest option for. I mean, a white dude.
What?
Being able to just be any race or any sex, like,
well, that's gonna it's an option. Like, if you look, the sweetest option is being an Asian dude who wants to transition.
Sure.
That's the sweetest option because
you get all the way
go to Hawaii. Those
the
are the most beautiful transgendered. It's all based on one thing, which is passing. Okay, and
right.
every emotion, all that shit. That's all I'm like. Congratulations, the operation worked. You're a woman. Everything's how pretty you end up at the end.
Yeah.
And the people that are angry, like Bailey J that I met from Jim Norton, who was a transgender porn star, who I say she without even a slight catching throw. I'm like, oh yeah, she Bailey J smells like a girl. If you and I would dare say we flirted a bit.
Yep.
Bailey J's married. It wasn't mm-hmm. anything improper.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, Bailey J has a cock that is like. That's a long, smooth white dick.
Really?
A bit too much. Like, and it's like
a bit too much.
I just give my it's too much for my taste of cock. But the top part, I'm just like, ooh, all woman. Just like I know whatever my urges are, I pretty much do them. It's just I don't have any really bad. Like I don't need to choke a hooker to death or anything. Like,
sure.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
But anyhow, so that's why I'm like, I don't have any. I have no trouble believing people's things. I don't think people. Like, people do drugs, I notice, and different orientations, and different, like, gender spectrum people don't respect each other's, like, thing. They just can't, like, if you're asexual, here's what you'd never want to be is asexual. That's the one nobody respects, even less than they respect bisexual, which everyone resents. Everyone's like, shut up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just pick a side.
You're gay. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But asexual, like, just say you're gay. Like, asexual,
that's,
no
that was
one.
Morrissey's beard.
Like, you don't want to fuck. Are you a child molester? Like, no one, asexual, no one wants to accept that one. And it's like heroin addicts versus crackheads rivalry. Like, at least I'm not a fucking crackhead. I just shoot heroin. But you take your pick of things, like orientation or vices, everybody's like that. They just can't, which to me is always the proof of like, oh, yeah, you must feel that way because I can't fathom feeling like that.
Right.
That's my proof of everyone's thing where I'm like, I believe it because I could never. Whatever.
The less you relate to it, the more you believe it.
In terms of that,
yeah,
because I don't believe anybody has different feelings. Like, this is my here's a pet peeve. Ooh. The term lived experience. Have you ever heard somebody blather that at you?
No.
I heard it a lot a couple years ago when I was getting all that
lived
shit.
Lived experience?
Yeah, when you talk, when it's like, it's usually in a...
How else can you experience?
It's usually like a sentence about like a feminist of color's lived experience. Sorry, it's when people say my truth or, you know, it's like I have a narrative that I favor and it's my lived experience. And almost always means they're not lived experience. Because first of all, that's just experience. A lived experience?
Yeah. It's just experience.
It's like saying true events.
You're like, yeah, yeah,
to
yeah.
me, you when events, people say...
Things that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
True events as opposed to lies. Which is way... So when they say lived experience, they mean you read about it in a book, bitch. That didn't happen to you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you have lived experience, you tend to have a little more perspective and be a little less like
right,
of a
course.
Cop about nonsense. So... That's why I don't believe you. I know this shit from church. Movement. Like
exactly, yeah. which would be
so
great.
That's why Miss Pat isn't leading the movement, even though she's been through the most.
She has the most lived experience.
In fact, if you have the most lived experiences, you'll be kicked out.
Yep,
you'll be thrown out. Mm-hmm. You ask Annie about it. She got kicked out of her little female group.
Did she?
Oh yeah, she'll tell you all about it. She at some length. She got fucking booted. I couldn't talk her out of any of that shit.
Yeah.
I couldn't say fuck when she was on her fuck men fucking tour after the election. I couldn't talk out of that.
Yeah.
It's the shittiness of her fucking
yeah.
girls. And then it turns out that's insane.
Right.
Are you 6 years old on a schoolyard? Well, that's not how you make friends.
Well, it's also like for...
on gender, that's how you make friends. But there's a guilt. I don't have enough girlfriends. I must be a bad girl. Like, what the fuck? You guys... I just hang out with a lot of chicks. Like, nobody. What an insane way to think that you're supposed to have some fucking connection automatically. So, that's just
that doesn't happen on regular connections.
That's a massive pet peeve, is that idea, because especially in comedy, you make friends based on funny, man. If you're smart, if you have any brains, or you just want to stay around a while. Some people stick around because their clique is in power for a while.
Yep.
It used to be, until you said this to me, it made me laugh, that comedy's always ruled by one black guy or three ugly white guys. But now it can be three ugly white guys that are white women. But
right.
But that's how it's opened up.
Right.
It's always being ruled by like some Eddie Murphy type.
Yeah, yeah.
Or it'll be like three white guys SNL, but now it'll be like three whatever, Tigs or whatever, okay?
Right, right.
So there is an expansion that
for sure
happened, but it's always the expansion of like the garbage aspect. It's never like anybody who's good is going to be fine. Always. If you're good at this, and I can tell you from having people directly try to ruin my life, like, I'll be fine still. Like, I still be fine.
And
I'm
nice
not rich. Piece. I'm not rich.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Makes
just,
me feel better.
No, it's not like it's great.
I
can't believe it, but it's just like, I'm not rich, man. I got to struggle like a motherfucker. And I'm
And
I'll be like, how the fuck? You know, like, but still, if you could do it, people need you. If you can write jokes, people need you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because most people fucking can't.
Right.
Especially the darlings.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is my other pet peeve. The
comedy
as
darlings.
Long as I've been in comedy, people that write about comedy, for the most part, I maybe know two people. I mean, I think it's down to two people that I would kind of trust their opinion, but still would never trump my opinion or your opinion as a comic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because the bottom line is, if you don't... It's not a thing of being against open micers. Is if you do it, right? It's a thing, not based on how good you are, you're going to do it or not. So the HuffPo broad, it's like, she wasn't up for the indignity.
Yeah.
Which, good for you. I was a loser.
Right.
This is not for...
Yeah, this is all I had.
This is not for fucking...
Cool
a thing
people.
To be encouraged. Like, just that idea that you're supposed to be encouraged into comedy. You must not be funny even in the least, because no one told me.
Yeah.
That cared about me. Now, like, people that I worked with were like, oh, you should be a comedian. But, you know, your loved ones should be telling you to not be a comedian.
Yeah,
because
it's
a crazy idea.
Because
it's
it's dumb. It's delusional. There's a very small
you
percentage of success. Yeah,
and
success.
Then you should go, well, I am. And that way, if you never make it, you go, well, you can tell me, motherfucker. People that are going to do it, they don't stay around because they're good at it. It has nothing to do with it. I know people that quit. Is it that? Is it
you know, great people who quit, you mean?
Great, and people that are still there. And the bottom line is, you were either going to do it or not.
Yep.
And there's nothing to do with... So there's people like, oh, I think I want to try it. Well, go do it. You'll stay or you won't.
Yep.
I mean,
you'll figure it out.
It's not like you might never figure it out, but you'll be trapped forever. That's how I'm like, okay, maybe you'll be stuck at it, but you'll be trapped forever if that's your death. It's Joan Rivers' thing that she says, a calling. She's goddamn right. That's all it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because why would you put up with any of the shit you put up with?
It's
you know what I mean? Even the shittiest comics shouldn't put up with the shit you put up with, but... Of course you should, because why the fuck should you be allowed to
do nothing? Why the fuck should I just assume people should pay for me to live for my thoughts? Like, that's such a ridiculously
Well, your thoughts should be that good.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's
so
an arrogance,
too. So hopefully they'll live up to the delusion, but you could just delusion up to the delusion, too. That's the other thing. Like, it's not like you can't make a living if you suck. You could probably make a better living. I wouldn't tell people based on anything, funniness or anything. I'd be like, it's that old thing, like, if you do something else, you should do it. Like, if you could do anything else, you will do it.
Right.
You'll do this because you can't do nothing else. The end. That's it.
Yep.
Otherwise, why would anyone stick around for that?
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. The process is good.
Because if you think of addiction, but like, you know, heroin or what, like heroin delivers the way stand-up doesn't. If
right.
It's an addiction.
Yeah.
The dragon I've chased in stand up, which it will not, but I still like, it's just a thing. I'm just going to, I don't know. I just can't not do it. And I don't feel right if I don't.
Right.
That's true. I was talking to a friend of mine at brunch today, and it was the same kind of thing. It was like, oh, I had gone 9 days without performing, and I was wondering why I was being such a cunt. And I was like, the same exact thing happens to me where it's like a genuine withdrawal where I become a righteous bitch if I don't get to perform. And not only if I don't get to perform, but I don't get to do well. Like if I have to feel
that
rush. Yeah.
You have to feed
like a fucking vampire.
Like the parasite on society you are.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is what all artists are.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Okay. That's just what all art is a stimulant produced by a parasite to make it okay to be a parasite. The end.
It's funny. That's such an open mic premise for lady comics talking about how every male comic I ever met is a narcissist. And it's like, yeah, no shit. Look at what stand-up is.
First of all, I'll tell you what I haven't seen. I mean, not even the gay ones. A male comic with a book of headshots, just speaking of narcissists. Okay, so I mean, I don't know
or
what the
with
fuck.
An Instagram and
we're gonna start judging narcissism
face?
Now.
Yeah.
Like
sure.
I thought that was all. If you're not a narcissist, what the fuck are you doing here? Why would you bother with this nonsense?
Exactly.
First of all, if there's ever, because I don't know who's wondering where all the female comics are. I'm not. And if there ever there's ever an influx, I will be like, oh, women are being abused at a hitherto unheard of rate. Mm-hmm. Because what? If you become a comic, your loved ones failed. Your parents fucking failed. Okay?
Sure.
You didn't have a good life. Do you understand that? You fucking it's like this basic bitchitis, and it consumes. You know what happened? When I came in, so when I first came in, like Luna Lounge was the alt scene, really.
Right.
And that kind of went away. And then, you know, it just became mainstream. That's kind of imperfect thing. But anyway, like,
well, now
I remember Marion hated all this alt shit. Like, he hated it. Yes. And they would call him the godfather of the alt scene.
That's got to be funny, right? Getting claimed the king of
something
you can't stand.
He would
stand.
Go on the room. Sure. Yeah. So it's like all these people imitating. It was like a workout room where you bring your notes and then like people started doing that. Like I just have my notes and that became a thing for a minute. But that in general, that's a very white end of stand up. Like when I started out, it was black end. So they didn't when I started have that in a Chitlin scene, like a workout so much.
You had to go up polished. That was the whole thing. You had to do it.
Although I will say the uptown the Sunday nights at the Boston was a very good show because they had the New Jack spot where the crowd, but when you get to the pro spot, they weren't nice like they were to they were pretty nice to like the New Jacks.
Right.
And I remember being shit scared to go up, and it was actually a plum spot. But if you came as a pro, they expect you to be a pro.
Right.
So that's almost an old fashioned, and it shows you like a difference in just like class and race and all that, of like one side is bored of professionalism and wants some punk rock, and the other side is like, well, we produce the finest, you know, polish something. But it's still all the same. People that are hacks are hacks. They do all the same goddamn jokes no matter what. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. I've never seen people have so much. And also when
consistently hacky,
but consistently like anti each other and the same.
It'd be the exact same thing.
Yeah,
isn't that how it always is with everything?
Yeah, I think so. So then fucking when the alt scene. Comedy Central started kind of just getting everything from like Rafifi, which was like the next thing that, you know, there's like Luna Lounge. I heard of all these like other things, but Rafifi was the next one I heard of.
Like after Galifianakis's half hour, probably, right?
That after Mulaney. It was Crash Mansion. They used to do their show. I used to host a showcase where Comedy Central had like their little, you know, so, you know, it'd be like Donald Glover and shit and like But it wasn't like, you know, and Mulaney, and then he was, for Fifi was the spot he would do that at, right? So they just were always, they were never at a club. They always had an alt scene thing. And then you start to see more black people, not as much. Like Hannibal's like, I remember the first to me, like right, where right, people right. were like, oh, he's not yeah. like black. Yeah. He's just got a touch of the, on the spectrum. It's not, he's yeah. from the hood. So
Yeah.
I usually call Hannibal a retarded blade, but that's not, you're not supposed to say retarded. But Hannibal's funny, dude. Like he just was a guy who wrote, it's almost like racist, like the way
yes.
like, oh, black guy, but I enjoy his jokes fine. Like, yeah,
like exactly.
Like, but that's just upper class twits could get it. Because the guy is a little bit on the spectrum, and like there was a period where in the black scene they just threw their nerds away. Yeah. Their nerds and gay kids for many years
yeah.
were just thrown off a cliff like Chinese girl babies in the 80s, okay? Mm-hmm. And,
but now that's another
Kanye like, West, I feel like when he started having a backpack on both yeah. his strap on both shoulders, that's when they valued their nerds more. Obama, I think, helped with their nerds.
Yeah, for sure. College dropout.
Well, that's
yeah,
what I'm
yeah.
saying, like over the last like 8 years, I thought that was like, and we've talked about that, like more black kids doing drugs, like psychedelics and stuff like that. Byron Bowers is a really good example yeah. of that kind of, that's never been really represented before.
Wait. What, how like has he not been represented?
The acid-y psychedelic.
Is that what Byron is?
Oh, yeah.
For sure, dude.
Oh,
he
is? Yeah, dude.
He's talking
yeah.
about eating acid.
Did he smoke DMT?
Probably. Because he talks about meeting God on acid on stage all the time.
I'm going to ask him because people chicken out when they're like, you want to smoke DMT?
But I was in the Army, and that was ran rampant through the Army. Every I'll soldier bet. Was doing DMT.
I mean, I'll bet.
Yeah, all of them.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, especially in Afghanistan.
Why would you not? Yeah. Did any of them get like a okay with their fucking upcoming death because of DMT? Because that's what I felt like. I mean, it felt like...
You were fine with
it. In fact, I bet the more you do it, the less afraid of death you get.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, I'm sure live combat's a bit more of a... of a numbing thing than that, but
yeah.
I just mean like the feeling of like there's more than life feeling. I feel very. I mean, it did felt like not hallucinating. Like I felt like I stopped hallucinating. That's crazy to feel like that.
Yeah, that's, feel like it was a real
that is
experience.
Very disconcerting to be like you. Oh, this is what's real. Like it's so. There's nothing that could even prepare you for it. I mean, that's true. You can't prepare for it.
Mm-hmm. Is this new to you? Did you do it recently for the first time?
Did it last year on New Year's for the first time.
Yeah. Were you around a bunch of people and partying, or were you...
I was with two friends, and yeah. It was crazy. I saw that lady that they see.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for real, like, I was like, that's a... But I didn't see a woman, like, an actual woman. But, I mean, she was, like... I don't even know how to describe it. It was almost like if you had a dream, and it was tuned in perfect clarity.
Right.
Still kind of as hard
oh,
to remember.
Oh, so it's not fuzzy at all. Like, that's a... You know,
yeah, it's like when you dream, and you have, like, that gibberish shit, but, like... It's just 100% clear. But you know what I mean? Like, it's like ramping it up. And then it ramps up so much that you're like, I don't know that there's a big difference between... like, I think I'm just making up the difference between this and reality like that, which sounds crazy. It is crazy. It's a crazy feeling. But it does... there's something that does take the edge off about it. Like, I know, like, people try... I don't know who does microdosing. It sounds to me like dosing. People
yeah,
like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
of a doctor...
yeah.
There's some fucking doctor that was giving you this illegal substance.
Yeah.
But it did. I remember at the time it helped me quite a bit.
It like did?
It, oh, it helped yeah.
you? Yeah, yeah. Were you low right then? Were you in a low point?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
was very, like, it was really something. Like, it was like a fucking Dune thing. It's like the spice, man. For real.
It crazy. Pulled you out. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I think there are people in certain countries that do that in therapy, DMT. I think they like prescribe that.
I mean, isn't that the thing we stole from like the ayahuasca and all that shit? Isn't that what
But here's why DMT is better. It's about 10-minute investment versus 12 hours of ayahuasca. I don't know that I want to trip for 12 hours on fucking ayahuasca and puke and shit.
Yeah. I don't want to commit to anything for 12 hours.
I know. I'm like 40. Now I'm 41. It just feels like... I know that's probably the age everybody goes on their little trips for ayahuasca, but Jesus Christ. Pay a Puerto Rican $10,000 to poison me in a hut.
Yeah, it's fucking insane. It's
just
such
to
a
wipe
racket.
My ass while I diarrhea. Yeah. Projectile shit.
It's such a racket, dude. Do you think some Puerto Rican guy's like, fuck, I gotta go put the headdress on. I got two white people coming in. Like, take it off his fucking 9-inch nails shirt. Putting his headdress on and his little little fucking whatever.
Like skirt. A loincloth. Yeah,
a little loincloth and sandals. He's wearing a Nine Inch Nails shirt and some JNCOs that washed up in Puerto Rican shore like 2 years ago.
JNCOs, that was a pet peeve, I remember, when I was in college, because that I could not believe that was a thing.
The big pants?
Mm-hmm.
My people God.
Trying to, if you live on Hollywood Boulevard, if you walk down there, you'll see people trying to bring that style back.
It feels so weird.
You know what's funny? I saw an article 2 days ago that, or sorry, 2 months ago that said JNCO just went out of business.
Really?
2 months ago.
Yeah.
Where is it? Where are they made?
I don't know, but they must have had a out of the country market, like Bulgaria or something, must have been into them or something.
Yeah, people were building tents out of them. Or so much. You could clothe an entire village with one pair of pants.
Europe is always 10 years behind culturally.
And even they were like, fuck then,
well, it depends, though, because like, when I went to England, it was funny. It was like a weird, there's some shit. I'm like, we're probably going to have that soon. But then there would also be straight out of the 90s.
England's a little different. Mainland, though, they're definitely just following behind. And then you go east, more eastern. They're 10 years behind Germany, and Germany's 10 years behind us. So, yeah, like.
If, what are you, behind in terms of what?
Like specifically, what? Like fashion and music, I think.
Interesting. Because I always say,
don't they base all the fashion and shit on like the K-pop stuff? Like, isn't that what all the modern stuff is ripped off of, like the K-pop fashion? Well,
I lived in Berlin for a little while, and I remember when I first got to Berlin, I went to this flea market that's outdoor in a park, and it looked like Biodome. Like, it looked like a Pauly Shore movie. Everybody looked like they were an extra in Biodome. And I was like, why? And there was a guy
put a handkerchief around their neck and shit.
Handkerchief around their neck.
The Intifada scarf.
Like, cut off booty denim shorts with boots on.
Yeah. And,
maybe I was at a gay club.
Actually, now that I think about it.
Now that I think about it.
It was just called the Berlin, the Berliner. It's in West Hollywood.
It was balls deep in a twink.
It's called
10
years
that.
Behind.
Ten, no, they're actually 10 inches behind. Never mind. All right. Well, I guess I got to call my dad and reckon stuff with him.
Were you, wait, so that's because you were in the army? That's why you're in Berlin?
No, no, no. I did comedy in Europe just for like 6 months.
Where were you? All right. So when you're army, how long? For what?
I got kicked out. So
for what?
Personality disorder.
What personality disorder?
It just meant I questioned everything. And
he was defiant.
I didn't do stupid shit.
Like what?
Like, I worked for the NSA.
Okay.
No, it's not nearly.
It's so funny. Yeah.
It's not nearly as interesting as it sounds. That lead is always bad. Yeah. I just work. I fixed the equipment that they used. Okay. So I didn't see.
It was like an IT
to rig the election. I gotta go. Yeah.
The shortest way I can tell the story is that my mom got sick with cancer. I tried to get out through a legitimate discharge called a hardship discharge, because if you can prove that your family does, the father has to work and the mother's sick, or vice versa. Like, if your family can't afford to have you stay home to take care of the person, then they will discharge you to take care of the person.
Right.
And so I tried to get that discharge, and they found out my mom was diagnosed terminally ill. I was saying that she was, like, indeterminately sick. They found out she was going to die, and a colonel said in my face that she wasn't going to live long enough to make it worth it for the Army to separate me.
Wow.
And so I threw his name placard at him so hard that it cracked the wall behind him, and I got arrested. And then it was war.
Whoa.
It was war from then on. And I was trying everything to get kicked out. I tried conscientious objection. I tried being gay. I tried doing drugs. I tried everything. And then eventually all those things combined made them say I had a personality disorder.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why did you join?
I didn't get into it. I was a retard in high school. I didn't get into any colleges. And I didn't want to stay in my town.
what town was it?
Duluth, Georgia.
Why is it down there? This is what I always see when I go to Atlanta, because I like going to Atlanta a lot.
Me too. It's my favorite city now.
So I will say, like, especially when
it's
I was going
there.
It's
the only city in America that's gotten better.
Yeah, well, when I was single going there, man, it was great. There's always somebody, like, mm-hmm. There's always, like, too many, like, hot girls, and they all have a kid, but
yep.
All the dudes are such hand jobs.
Yes.
It was, like, all the shit that I would roll my eyes at in New York or L.A., mm-hmm. Like, all the feminist horseshit, I'd be like, all right. Is true that, like, it's all like an unbelievable, like, are you kidding me? Like, I've seen like these, like, injustice.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And it's insane. Like, so all, but the chicks are like awesome there, and all these guys are like, they seem gay, but they're not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like straight.
Yep.
Like fancy lads or something.
Yeah.
And then they get in these weird marriages, and then they work out their fights through the children, through like different sports. Like, you know, the mom will like a different sport than the dad, and then the child will pick a sport to favor one parent. It's, I'm telling you, I've never seen such a...
I haven't seen a single city improve, and I've been touring my whole life, so I've been keeping up with all the cities. And every city's gone to shit and is too expensive, is corny and stupid. And Atlanta's one of the only cities I've seen that I like more than when I was younger.
Yeah, it's nice. People are nice there, too.
Where did you start? Where are you from?
I started out in Philly, but New York mostly I was in. Ohio originally, and then I grew up in New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
In North Carolina a little bit.
Oh, okay.
By Charlotte. We moved a lot when I was a kid, and then not for army reasons. My dad's like a salesman, but anyway,
You were raised by a traveling salesman?
Man, no, he traveled. 50s.
No, I mean, if it's a big enough deal, there's all kinds of travel, and I tried to do it for a minute, the kind of sales he did, and then I left pretty quickly. Like contract sales, it's a very long process that I don't have the attention span for. It's not like selling at the Wiz. You know, it's like, is my commission check coming next week?
My friend's dad was a traveling salesman, and he never saw him. And one time he came by his house in Oakland. Nobody knew how he figured out where his son lived. He brought him a Rickenbacker guitar that was worth like $2,000.
Wow.
And he was like, here's a Rickenbacker. I just sold a bunch of barbecue to the Dallas Cowboys. And then he left.
That's great.
Are you on the road much these days?
Yeah. I got KurtMetzgerComedy.com is my website where you can find my road dates. I have a real website.
Wow.
like a real adult.
Did you have the website before you had an Emmy?
I had. No, I had one. Here's what happened. I had Kurt Metzger.
Like, I had a Tumblr? Oh, yeah. Okay. You just had the domain name? That's it? No actual website?
No, I had it, and then I just didn't keep it up.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And lost the name to a realtor. Named Kurt Metzger.
I bet he's bummed.
Pro rape realtor, Kurt Metzger.
No, do you know what? There's gay friendly realtor, Kurt Metzger. That's the one that has it, which is weird.
He only sells to gay people.
As unlike those other ones that hate fags. You know, God hates fags realtors. They're not as good as Kurt Metzger, gay friendly. What a weird thing to specify.
Yeah, I know.
But not, we're LGB friendly.
No,
LBG friendly,
just
but
gay.
Not T.
Yeah, yeah, just the G.
You put LBG friendly. I'm sorry, we discriminate against T.
Don't even bother with the A. You A's could go to hell.
A's for assholes.
Yeah, you fucking priests.
And then there's a guy who does Christmas music from Minnesota. Kurt
just
Metzger.
Christmas music.
Well, yeah, or
like
I don't
all
know.
Year.
I guess I don't get it. He has an album called The Warmest Christmas, and I always say that's my album.
The Warmest Christmas.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll get. I will get sued for that. I try to say it's my album whenever possible. I think he'll get some
What's
sales.
What's he gonna sue? Getting you got him sales.
Because people would ask me if that was my Christmas album. Like, yeah,
of course.
Of course,
the warmest Christmas. It's all about pussy.
The warmest Christmas. The whole thing's about pussy. Believe it or not. Can I be honest with you?
Are you doing a new album anytime soon?
I hope so. I was going to shoot my hour with Louis, but a whole thing happened to him. So now,
no, what happened with Louis?
Oh, he got fucking. I don't know.
I can't believe you were about to walk into that.
it's a hard time for Mexican Americans right now.
Yeah. Me as a color are really getting persecuted.
It's sad, man, that as a white male, the advantages I have in a great Mexican American comedian like Louis.
Yep. An immigrant. he's not even a Mexican American, like
son of immigrants.
An actual immigrant.
Oh yeah, an actual immigrant.
Yeah.
A migrant comedian.
Yeah,
he's
a migrant comedian.
Yeah.
He picked those jokes for 2 cents an hour.
I'll tell you what, man, I got that Horace and Pete thing that he had. That was like the best thing I ever got to work on ever. Like of just
the whole experience, you mean?
Like it couldn't be like a better.
Yeah, you know, why do you think that was?
You're looking at Alan Alda. That's crazy.
Yeah, that guy was awesome. And Steve Buscemi was awesome to be around. Mm-hmm. Steve Wright was awesome to be around. Like everybody was fucking cool.
That's great. I forgot Stephen Wright was over there in the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Was that filmed in New York?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was really fun, man. It was just like whatever you would, if you made up a thing, like, oh, it'll be like this it was just like that.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It was pretty cool. I mean, it wasn't.
So it was like real freeing. It was like a very free environment.
Just everybody there is like some kind of stone cold pro with their shit. They're all, if you have a friend and you make a thing with them, That's how they were doing it. So it was just, he had like a high grade of talent and friends.
Right, right, right.
So, you know what I mean? It's just like that kind of fun feeling.
Yeah.
So were you able to like improvise and riff and stuff?
The first couple I had to do word for word. And, you know, I thought that was like hard because it was like 2 pages of like monologue.
Yeah.
The one thing. And everybody else was like doing real scripts. I was like, this is long. How's anybody doing? Buscemi had a whole fucking...
Yeah, a whole episode.
He was a comic. You know, Steve Buscemi was a stand-up.
Was he?
Yeah, no way. Yeah.
He showed me. We get talking. He showed me his old thing, like Rick Chromes on the pill from the cell. Like, yeah.
In New York?
Yeah.
What year
was he in? Did he have a set recorded? Did you get to hear it?
He just got into acting early.
Wow. So people really I know Michael Keaton. He had been a stand-up. Too.
And And so, I don't know. Jessica Lange was fucking...
Jesus Christ.
Very intimidating to be around.
Yeah, for sure.
She was like mean or something, but I was just like scared. But she was, it's funny, like you can't, she would like come over to you at some, like I had to have a newspaper all the time. So she'd come, hey, what are you looking at? Like if it was like, because you'd be there for the whole thing. It's not like just your scene. It's like a play, so you're just there.
Yeah.
But it helps because then you get into it because you're there.
Yeah.
And she just goes flipping my newspaper. I'm like, oh. And it's like
whatever
a cat.
You
know, like, it's like a cat that like will sit on you, but don't pet the cat.
Don't
pet Jessica Lange. She'll come.
Yeah, she'll sit in your lap.
You have to act like you're not interested, and then she'll come over to you when she's ready.
Ms. Lange, I apologize. And why did you bring it up in the first place? Why did I bring it up in the first place? There was a reason. Oh, because of Louis.
We were just talking about all the chunks between.
Oh, yeah. He really was what a fucking good guy, man. He's one of the best people I ever met in comedy.
Really?
Also very, couldn't ask for more helpful to female comics.
Yeah.
What I mean, aside from Al Franken, I don't think women have lost a better friend.
Right.
Just to all women. Like, I'm you're being a woman is no barrier to being a friend, but I don't give a shit. Like, I have some friends who I'm friends with.
Yeah.
But he really made an effort, and he was punished severely.
Yeah.
So that's, at least they never liked me than people. Do you know what I mean?
See, that's what I think about, like, when I watch, like, Stephen Colbert.
By the way, I'll pay you, I don't know what I have in my wallet, but I'll give it to you if you can tell me what the fuck Louis did wrong that I needed to know about, or there needed to be some kind of punishment for. Can anybody tell me what the fuck his crime was? Anyone.
Crime.
Yeah, what did he do wrong that we're all judging?
No, crime involves the law, and that doesn't matter anymore.
No, but what did he do wrong? Because people think he surprised, jerked off at people, which he did not.
Mm-hmm.
He's in trouble for asking for consent, which was refused. And the Rebecca Corey one is she reports it, and there's a whole thing. He apologized profusely years ago. I don't even know why the fuck that's coming up.
Yeah,
the thing with the festival, so fucking what. I don't understand what the fuck the problem is there. I was trying to hook up with Amy at a festival.
Yeah.
I ended up hooking up with a booker instead. I don't think I was raped by the booker. Okay. He didn't even ask to touch anyone, by the way. But because he asked, go fucking, you don't even belong on a stage with me, by the way, if you quit comedy because someone asked you for consent. My girlfriend was fucking raped, you sacks of shit. You actually think I give a fuck about your nonsense story about how the nicest man in the world had a sexual thought and asked you? Actually, you should have jerked off in her fucking glasses, is how I feel.
My favorite thing in that article.
By the way, I'd like to know the great comedians we lost. Anybody? Can you name the fucking talent? If you, like I said, if you quit, you were going to quit. There's no one, okay?
Yeah.
Because I promise you didn't go through anything as hard as what the fuck I went through.
Yeah.
And I didn't quit because I can't.
My favorite part of that article, though, I literally laughed out loud.
Nobody read it. They made up a whole lie about what happened.
But when they said, he said, which one of you is this and which one of you is that to the duo, they said he was standing there with jizz on his stomach and the girls were running away and he goes, wait, which one of you is which?
That's in the article?
That's in the article. And that shit made me laugh.
Well, I know the actual story too, by the way, but I still don't know what the issue is.
Right.
I mean, I don't know what's the, and by the way, not that I will, but if I just think of my 20 fucking years in comedy, that that's the thing you're punishing? I think it's from Cosby, man.
You think so?
I think Cosby was like, well, maybe comedy's not funny. I never was a fucking Cosby's. This is what's amazing. Like, I never had this thing about Michael Jackson or Cosby or fucking any of these people that people.
Well, I love both their stuff, but it's not precious to me. Like, when I find out they're bad people, it doesn't ruin my childhood.
Michael Jackson did nothing for me as a child. I mean, the music, Off the Wall.
I love Off the Wall. That's my favorite album.
Yeah, it's my favorite one.
Yeah.
Off the Wall is my favorite one, and the rest of them, like, yeah, I don't care about. I didn't give a shit about Thriller. The music was nothing. I think it was like a spectacle thing or whatever you're supposed to get from it. And the
right.
I never gave a shit about that kind of shit, so I never got it. Then fucking Cosby was like, yeah, I knew why it was funny, why Cosby was funny, but I was never like he was my fucking dad or some shit.
Yeah,
but I think it was also. It's also. I think it's because it's a representative of like. He also used to give so much shit to the black community about how they needed to be better and all this other shit, all the while being a fucking serial racist.
Well, he avoided prosecution for over 30 years, yeah. So I think he has a thing or two to tell them.
If you read the incarceration, I've never heard about Bill Cosby in my life.
God, I mean, it takes away from his lesson. Pull your pants up. You could rape white women and get away with it.
Right.
Nobody believed white women. Yeah. I mean, that should tell you how far race has come.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, I love how they act like he was doing that alone. You know, every single person in history who hung out at the Playboy Mansion in the 70s was doing that shit. He wasn't alone. He was doing it with friends.
I don't listen, man. If you need someone to be out, I've never in my life ever. Somebody's out cold and I'm like, I'm going for it. Okay.
Yeah.
Ever. I've just never had it. I mean, call me needy, but I like to think they want to fuck me.
Yeah.
Even if we're playing. So I'll do any weird shit you want. I don't give a shit, but
yeah. Yeah.
I have to feel like that you want to do it, but just to feel excited.
Yeah.
Like I don't. So that's why all this shit's so ridiculous. Like the kind of person that needs you to be an object, like, and I mean dead, like, yeah. Like yeah, you're yeah. or just needs to fucking, have that control. That's a very specific. That's not like all men are at any moment possibly that.
Yeah.
That's some dedicated fucking
Dude.
As I am to stand-up comedy and they can't walk away from that.
Yep.
And it's not a matter of educating them.
Yeah,
we're not going to clean up the humor and then they're going to, oh, I guess rape is wrong. They're going to fucking just fake it and it's going to be harder for you to find because you always look for the wrong things. That's what everybody does now. Yep. They look. Gender is a spectrum, but politics are black and white. Did you notice that? How did that fucking happen?
Yeah.
Now we know you're good or evil based on how you fucking voted, right?
Yeah. No,
that's
for
smart.
Sure.
That's a good. That's why Weinstein must have got away with shit.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because well, he donated to who? He must be good. Like, well, maybe it's time he stopped judging people by that shit.
Yeah. I agree.
And like, look at them, what they do. You know.
Also, I don't know why anybody would publicly align themselves with, like, I was going to say this earlier, like watching Stephen Colbert, show, he is so set up for a scandal. If he fucking spits in the wind and it lands on a lady, he's going to get burned at the stake. Because
he invented that idiotic, you brought me to another pet peeve, that imbecilic punching up and punching down concept that is quoted as if it's in the Bible of comedy now.
Yeah.
And I don't
Judy
know what,
Carter came up with that? I had no idea.
No, she didn't.
No, I know.
If she came up with it, I might listen.
Yeah.
But she's not an improv person. She's a fucking stand-up.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
Yep.
It's not a commie. This is the most individualistic thing that there is.
Yeah.
This is not a band. Yep. This is like...
And that's why it's so great.
Yes.
It's all the pressure on you.
This and suicide are the only thing that you get to control in life.
Yes.
This and suicide are the...
They're the purest.
I don't know, man. A lot of people survive the Golden Gate Bridge jump. You know,
well, I mean,
comedy and suicide are the
who survives comedy. You're gonna be in your whole life. It's anyway. just the idea of that, of like, oh, that's punching down. Like, are you that much of a upper class,
yes,
bourgeois twit?
And that's how I know it's blue.
You think that you're up here, and the guy that you wouldn't deign to make fun of is down here, and you're so good that you won't punch down. Mm-hmm. I just punch across, motherfucker. I punch people like equals.
Yeah,
but that's
also, it's not punching;
it's
tickling. You fucking
yeah, it is tickling.
You cream puff. It's not. You're not being beaten. It's not. Words are not violence.
No,
I mean, I know they did. I know I've had that kind of abuse. I'm well familiar with that kind of abuse.
Death threats.
Stand-up comedy is nowhere near that. So it's people that are angry that on stage they felt because it's civilians that are that kind of evil. This thing that they put on stand up, like it's this bully. That's what people that aren't comedians do.
Yeah,
comedians, you know, are funny. I mean, like even ones that are like dicks, if they're funny enough, I'm like, well, they're funny enough. I don't know, they could be a dick to me. That's like my god in this, and in the every other aspect, it's number like 8 on the list. Mm-hmm. And that's how people get raped, by the way. If you're not honest, if you're dishonest and you go, well, this is a lesbian who almost died of cancer, so of course I want to say they're great, whatever they do. That's the step one to getting yourself molested.
Well, that's how
it may not be by that particular lesbian, but if you think like that, an obligation to say this person's good. No, I don't care what they do. I don't care what this person did. They're bad. I don't care. That is how you get.
Because you're not basing it on character. You're basing it on archetypes. This thing equals good always.
You're surrendering your discerning abilities.
Hey, listen, I'm just an old pro-rape comic from Philadelphia. But
to me, it also comes from a place of ignorance, because anybody who knows anybody like that's disabled and stuff, they go to comedy shows to get shit on because they want to feel fucking normal and not special. Yeah, it's inclusive. Yeah, if I bust everybody else's balls and not yours, guess who's not cool?
But that's also a spectrum issue. I've known a lot of comedians that are pissed people that I'm like, oh, I see, he's got like a thing, or should they have a thing? I mean, I get along really well with the mental defect, more like mental defect. I really do. You know, that's the thing. This was always a thing for people that are not right.
Yeah.
But this basic bitchitis crept in where, like, people that should be writing blogs think they're funny. Mm-hmm. So now, instead of you being the character, the funny character, or that's what I mean, character, man, just the burning bright thing in the room.
Right.
Don't be that. That's like, be the one pointing at that. Mm-hmm. That's you see shitty comedy. Like, so I saw this. There's a lot of,
it's
like,
constantly about other people's experiences. And it's like the whole point.
You would never do yourself. You would watch it and judge it, but you would never do. I don't respect that. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, I don't respect that. And I'm like, especially like I'm just like the main, he asked some women if he could, they would watch him jerk off after they fucking hung out, saying sex things back and forth.
Go
fucking fuck yourself. I want to, like, Chappelle nailed every aspect of it.
The brittle spirit.
Yeah. Except Louis didn't surprise anyone. That's a fucking lie. That's a lie that goes around all the time. I don't know how that's cool, but everybody, well, it's fine. Somebody had to go down.
Yeah, I mean, the language around him is softening by every day.
Yeah, because people are starting to notice it's a crock of shit.
Yeah, he'll be
like, I noticed immediately, like the Hardwick thing, that you could just read it.
Yeah,
I don't believe a goddamn thing that comes out of her mouth at all. Because no, by the way, I get painted up. The shit they say about me is unbelievable.
I've Googled
domestic violence. Dude, I have no record of anything anywhere. I don't have a single ex-girlfriend I'm not friends with. I don't have a single one. You guys walked in on my current girlfriend, my last ex that are hanging out.
Is that what that was?
Yeah. I actually was the dude that sat at the fucking girl lunch table in like middle, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's so crazy that people could just just say that and that's it.
Yeah, yeah, they
and
say
nobody gives you. You know what I mean?
The internet says you beat women.
No, a mentally deranged, and I'm not even going to say her fucking name, this dipshit, because they get something out of it.
I know. Believe me.
I didn't think I was remotely. I didn't think I was like maybe as known as maybe I was, and I should have kept better attention, because that's what this. I'll say is the last pet peeve is that new thing of like, I'm going to barnacle on to you because I heard of you.
Yep.
And I think like you didn't earn whatever I imagine you have in life.
Yeah, yeah.
And now what you have will be mine if I'm the one that takes you down.
Right.
They're like, they think that they get, it's almost
but
like
they don't get anything. All they get is like likes.
They
on
get the satisfaction. It's dude. Louis had the best joke about it about his daughters. This is what I'm saying is a feminine thing. One broke the one's toy, and then he was like, I'll get you a new one. She goes, no, break her toy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he goes, and I did it.
Yeah, yeah.
And his daughter, the smile she had.
Yeah, that's the boys fucking up, girls are fucked up.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, like, even to make a difference like that, it's just, don't imagine, if you're going to imagine that one, any race or gender or whatever is the safe one and one's the dangerous one, you're a fool. You're a fucking
fool.
That's
just as ignorant as saying, like, all black people steal. That's just as fucking ignorant. It's like saying that applying it to anything else.
When literally every white girl I've ever met was a shoplifter. Everyone.
Yeah.
Every white woman I've ever known.
Yeah.
Proudly told me they shoplift.
Right.
I don't know how pregnancy test people make money. Because they're like, nah, I should have to pay for it. I've never known a girl who paid for a pregnancy test. They must have been black to do it. I think if I was a woman of color, I'd be mad about that. Like, how come I've been paying for pregnancy tests?
Yeah, it's like being a rabbit walking through the woods and seeing a black bear and being like, oh, you won't. I love you. I respect you so much. You're not dangerous because you're oppressed. And then the bear fucking eats
well,
you. Because you
have no discerning
ability. But here, yeah. I'll do you one better. I won't even compare a person to a bear.
Yeah.
I'll just say you're as dangerous as a human potentially. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm paranoid because I've had some people do some rotten fucking shit that I didn't see coming. Mm-hmm. Being that goddamn cult. I didn't even say Jehovah's Witness was a cult, but it's a cult. And it they declaw you a little bit when you grow up in some shit like that. And you don't, if there's a certain like.
You were raised Jehovah?
Yeah. So when I was 20, I didn't do anything until I was 20. I didn't fucking get high or have mm-hmm. sex, any of that shit. I wouldn't even occur to me. Mm-hmm. Should I hear about people, you know, any opposite of me, almost like they had a daughter door in their house that they just let it come and go. Like, I would
she's
never.
An indoor, outdoor daughter. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you walk your daughter, dude.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine ever.
Said, lock up your daughters. There was a reason.
I can't fucking fathom having a daughter that you would not, especially like a pretty daughter that you would just allow to roam around like it's mm-hmm. no big, like you're an adult. Right. I mean, that's crazy. What do you, you know, my mother, her end of it was a little over afraid of something happening. So shit that I hear people say would have never happened to me or my sister or my brother. I mean, just wouldn't have happened. Like nobody's going to fucking touch us. And we didn't know that that's not right. Or,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's a shocking amount of people mm-hmm. that have not been told anything. I mean, it's like sad, man. I didn't realize the amount of like, you know,
yeah.
So especially like there's a lot of women that, you know, 15, 16, whatever. All those girls I was in high school with that were fucking a guy that worked at a gas station that was 20.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's something profoundly.
My ex-boyfriend.
Yeah. No, there's something profoundly wrong at home. Like that's not, you know, but maybe you like older guys or whatever, but there's a fucking.
But at 15, 16, it's not. There's a fucked up father issue.
Yeah. I need
that.
Without question.
Just protection.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it could just be he's not around. Mm-hmm. It could just be as simple as that.
Yeah.
You know Big Jay, right? The comic.
Sure.
So Jay, because we had a friend, he was like, you know, he had like three kids and he felt bad. Like he couldn't bring them like their presents and shit for like, he's like, dude, my dad was around. I really broke every toy or whatever he ever gave. Like I really just wanted my dad to come.
Right.
You know? And like that's like a thing I think people don't get. Because I wouldn't want to have a kid that I couldn't fucking support. Properly.
Oh, no, you don't want to add to. You don't want to raise a HuffPo writer. You know what I mean?
That's the other thing too. Is I don't think.
Well,
I think a lot of those don't have those kinds
yeah,
of experiences.
Yeah, I think they don't.
Because those are the ones screaming at the women who say, "Well, why didn't they say anything before?" And then they're like, "Oh, you're fucking internally massaged." And talking about a woman who's been raped at gunpoint.
Dude,
you know what I mean? A woman that's been raped at gunpoint is who you're telling they don't fucking understand when you've never had anything that even remotely traumatic happen to you. That's the shit that fucking. Where I can't be on board. Mm. I just can't. You don't know what the fuck you're talking
about.
Just
call perspective. I mean, you just fucking something. If something has ever happened to you, you understand what where the line is very clear to you. Like you're like,
yeah.
Oh shit. Like
yeah.
It's only not clear to people. Like, is this it? But to make it a FOMO thing is gross. That like
yes.
Comedy. I understand stand up. A lot of people want to feel like they're funny, so they got to change the very definition of stand up
yes.
to include them. But rape. That's bizarre.
Yes.
And I don't think that. People,
FOMO,
you know,
I've said that exact thing on stage that I've used the word FOMO with certain people in rape. That's funny.
I got that from a rape counselor who said that to me. But
yeah.
I'll tell you, Annie
the fear of missing out on being raped?
Yes.
Are you fucking kidding me?
It's not rape. It's not rape. But because I've heard this before, like, you know, they want to be victims. Like, nobody's craving victimhood. That's not really. But Annie said it, and she was right. She's exactly right. Women want to feel feelings. Like, do you understand? Like, the way I would avoid feeling feelings, like, it's not thing wanting to be a victim. It's wanting to share feelings. Do you know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
And so, like, Like, it's not that you would want to feel being raped or something,
everything after.
If you see, Me Too is about like come together. Now we're emotionally strong enough to advocate for ourselves on an individual basis, which it seems to me the productive thing would be like, as an individual, you are valuable enough that you don't need. It's like, no, it's not like women are raped. Like, I got raped, motherfucker. Like, am I not worth enough that it's a big deal? I have to make it all the women were raped for us to care.
Yeah.
That's the crazy thing. And that there's such a weird. I don't know. It's if you tend to like improv versus stand up mentality, because improv is that consensus. Team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's a team activity.
I'm not even trying to down improv, because I wish I took it kind of for like, especially if you got to act and stuff. I feel like it's probably very helpful.
It is helpful. I've done both. But
on stage, you got to do it, right? Well, on stage, you're improv?
Sure. But I'm saying like in both of those worlds, like I've done a bunch of improv classes. I've been a part of a team, blah, 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 all that stuff. It's a completely different dynamic. In stand-up, the reason why I like it better is because you are completely alone. There's something very powerful about being alone. Yeah. I like all the additional pressure that comes from it.
I know.
If anybody fucks up, it is only your fault. But with that becomes like a bit of an isolation where there's more personal responsibility. It's not like this team where we're all in this together. It's just like, I have to take care of me because I'm the only one.
Guess why a lot of victims of various types of abuse and sexual assault enjoy it.
Like, yeah.
I mean, that's,
I know I'm one of them. That's what I'm saying. Like, I get it, you know? And so when other people who haven't experienced the same things, or when, you know, when I hear somebody trying to put like a catcalling story on the same level of something that's actually been traumatic, then it's just, that's when I roll my eyes, which makes me feel like a bad female, you know, because now I'm not being sympathetic.
That's a good, where did you get the idea of being a bad female, and why do you think that's a thing? Because I think that's the crux of a lot of shit.
Because I'm not being sympathetic to, maybe that sucks.
Why should you not be a bad female? Do you know what I'm saying? Like who judges you? And then is it like a judgment?
It's like a them judging me. It's like all women are judging me because I'm not doing what they are all doing, or I don't feel the exact same way that they all feel.
Yeah, that's why women and men get along together. You could go. It's just a fucking thing of like, why would you ever have to be judged on that basis? That is so crazy. And if they don't address that, there's no feminism. Like, if you don't address the oppression of having to measure up to it, because the thing that's gross to me is like the shit people do that has nothing to do with men. That's like a beauty thing. Uh-huh. And like, no, these fake tits are for me. I'm like, ew, I believe you. That's gross.
Yeah. No, but and it's a lot of times, ew, like,
I think you're telling the truth.
Yeah. And what's unfortunate is like we've heard bits about this all the time. Uh-huh. Like, women don't do this for men. Women do this for other women. Mm-hmm. Blah, 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 blah. But the part that where these other women are being like cunty and judgy and shit, nobody ever talks about that part. You know what I mean?
Dude, they don't ever talk about it. The pressure of being a woman is unreal, because when you hear a guy say, I'm a bad guy, he means that I'm a bad guy to the standards I've set for myself as an individual and how I should interact with
the world. Yeah, but you could do that.
And when a lady says I'm a bad woman, it's usually the intention, the meaning behind it is I'm letting all the women down.
No, exactly. I know. Why do you think apologies only make them angrier?
Yeah.
Why do you think just saying I'm sorry, I was wrong, is he admits it.
Yep.
Now, extra. What do you think that, if you can't forgive yourself, I don't know, I think there's a profound thing of like feeling, but everybody has it, like to hate themselves. I didn't even understand the level of it until I was offline for a little while, but people fucking hate themselves.
Yes.
So if you have any,
most people do.
Yeah, I don't. I'm sorry. Maybe I should have, but
I'm sorry.
But when I abandoned, I don't know if it's so good just to be atheist, man. When I abandoned that religion, I'm walking away from the I'm born bad and I owe a debt for it the rest of my life. I'm like, I'm not taking debts on that. I'm responsible for what I did for sure.
Yeah.
Nothing anybody else did. And so that concept is very religious. So now it's like everywhere, this like collective fucking like
less and less people are believing in God, but they still want that community, the camaraderie, they still want all of that, like, shit. They're doing it through, they're linking it through other like weird ways,
through abuse.
I said on Rogan, saying like, you bitches find Jesus, you're gonna have a much you're gonna really be happier, you're gonna forgive yourself.
Yeah,
but that, it's like I've watched it too, like with girlfriends, of just like weird things they feel bad about that, like, they're, no one said, you know, like, I said I wasn't going to eat
bad.
This.
Yeah, yeah. And I feel
was like,
bad.
God damn it. I'm like, eat the fucking thing. I don't give a I don't have a relationship with it. Right. I'm like, well, have it or not. But that's a common. So I don't know what that is. I don't know if that's.
That's a general thing. Do you think that's society or, that is or, a very all women thing is I feel bad. You feel bad. It's a constant.
Would you have it if you never were around anybody? Do you think you have that specifically from like nature or nurture, I guess is what I'm saying.
I don't know. I wouldn't be able to I can't.
I don't know.
I don't know because it's cuz I've always been constantly apologizing my whole life.
Well, I was because I was Christian, so I was just always, excuse me.
See, but I didn't even have that. I totally had freedom. I mean, I studied with Jehovah's Witnesses, but I also, yeah. I did, but I also went to a Catholic school. I went to a church. I went to a Pentecostal church, but that's just because I was fucking a guy that was Pentecostal at the time. And
that'll do it.
Yeah. I got baptized and everything. I got baptized for booty.
All Pentecostals will get. Oh wow, that's my ex was gonna do that, and I was like, let's just not do the religion.
Man, I wish he had the balls to do
she
that.
She was like gung ho, and I'm like, I'll just not talk to my mother.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Okay? But my attitude is like, if you guys are gonna stop talking to me, go fuck yourselves. That's your problem. I had that arrogance, and I don't know, it wasn't encouraged. Like I wasn't told it was good. I was actually took a lot of shit, I remember, for it.
Yeah.
But I just didn't give a shit. And it's like, that's, I don't know. That it was a way of giving that. We're like, I'm off. Because in comedy, just the type of girls that I like are like more like me, like or funny or and something that's not, I can't stand
you
that.
You have something basic. In common. Yeah. It's like, you're not.
Men don't like funny women. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I never heard that. The guy that I've heard say it were like dumb. Like, yeah, okay.
Right.
But why did you want to be with those men that don't like that's what we would go for? It's all this thing like, if you don't like me, I assume it's you. And my girlfriend, who I think is very attractive, like assumed it was her every time somebody didn't like her. She was like, oh, it must be me. I'm like, why? She didn't have a god to tell her.
I feel the same way. It's the same thing. It's always like, oh, I must have fucked up. But I must have not. It's a constant, and it's from like chicks being mean to you when you're a kid. Because guys were never mean to me like that. If I heard
wow,
a
that is
feeling,
really a funny thing that no, I can't, nobody ever said that. I guess that I heard, but
it's
right.
True. Anytime I ever feel like I'm not good enough for it, it's always like Renee and Rochelle LaChance and like all these chicks in elementary school.
Why is the same group of mean girls always on top of the on top of whatever new hierarchy we're gonna have in society? They always find their way to the top
because they're psychological masters.
I would never. That's why I don't trust anybody's like thing. Like it's gonna fix things. Mm-hmm. Whatever you're a little, we just need more of this. Whatever your personal Scientology is.
Adderall. You
know, your tech. But that's why I just don't. That's more trustworthy than, hey, it helped Hitler conquer a war on two fronts for quite some time. Yeah, really. At least until it ran out.
It's effective.
Actually, it was four fronts. People always sell them short. He was going north, south, east, and west.
Guy fought a war on four fronts. It's a great drug for that. You think Hitler thought it was him? You think at any point he goes, is it me?
Meaning aggression at every direction.
Man, everybody's so pissed off for some reason. What's
wrong
with
that? Do you think if
them?
Women were in charge, you would have world peace just because women will never have that kind of camaraderie or loyalty to form a standing army? I don't have any loyalty. I couldn't be in the army. I'm not like.
I was terrible at it, dude.
I'm not good
out.
with authority.
You were trying to get.
But I like all the soldiers are always
that's
good.
My point. That's the point of being bad at the army. Yeah. I was trying to get kicked out. That's not being good at it.
Yeah, well, if you go in, man, you got to be like. It's like. People I know that went in because they wanted to go were like, that was what they were. It's just like, people are going to do what they're going to do, man. I don't.
I had
never felt a choice.
I had 6 months of brainwashing. I came home for Christmas from school training, and I was like marching around, and I was like talking about how like people were down the street. I was like, I could shoot that person from here. Like, I couldn't do that before. I had the whole brainwashing thing, and then after about 6 months of that, I was like, oh yeah, no, I actually am smart. I'm a person.
Well,
yeah,
I want to try. Well, they want you to be able to reflexively follow in order to.
Yep.
So everyone can survive and not be selfish for 5 minutes. But anyway, I want. Wait, no, because I want to like go try to join people's cults.
Right.
whatever it is. I don't care what it is. It doesn't have to be religious. It could be like
the alt-right.
It could be alt-right. QAnon. It could be fourth wave feminism or whatever the fuck. It could be anything, because I sincerely will try to join. This is the thing. Like, I'm very sincere. So people just, it's not good for your group to have me in. Do you know what I mean? Like,
you want to dismantle it from the inside, like
not on
club
purpose.
Style?
No. With my best intentions.
Yeah.
I'm a kind of virus in your group, and I would like it makes me laugh to think about. But too. I'm just like, I can't. Like, I will do my best to be converted. That's the thing. Like, I've never not. I always want to be converted.
Mm-hmm.
There's just little things that like bubble up where that
I relate to this so much. I like join things and then I'm like, I'm a cancer. No, 100%. I ruin people's times all the time.
But it's not that. It's not the time. You ruin it by having a good. It's the integrity of the group above all.
Yeah.
Like, I'll never be able to absorb that properly. I just know it. I just can't do it. Mm-hmm. But I could do it for like, you know, like a professionally for a show or something.
Sure.
That's what I was talking about. I wish I took improv or whatever. That, it's good. Like, if I write for something that lasts for a little bit, there's a period of time where I get submerged into the mm-hmm. into the group to just be an organ, that because that's what you have to do in a writer's room to make it go well.
Yeah, you're all part of one body.
Yeah, and it's a good, very valuable thing to be able to pick your battles and not, because that's what I see, like, there's not a lot of people, I guess, that are like stand up and writing a lot, and you mm-hmm. people will label you as one or the other anyway, but it's people that do stand up then try it, because I've tried to get friends to write for things that were just stand ups, and I thought they really good joke writers, I thought would be naturally, and they come to like a weird problem with that, like subverting into the thing, and also like not being attached to your jokes. I know comics are like, you know,
oh,
you're
precious
doing, like,
about it. Yeah, like this.
Yeah,
is,
you
like,
got to throw away good work. That's the fucking job, man.
You're not throwing it away. You're getting fucking paid for it.
This is what paying me to do. I don't give a shit. I didn't lose sight of what it was in the first place, which is horseshit. So
sure,
I'll tell you 20 horseshits. If one of them's your one you want, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
So, but that's, if you want to be an artist, you can't be precious. So that's any art. And when I went to art school, though, we painted. We had to stomp on our canvas first and put shoe prints to just not think we're going to be precious. And now everything's so precious. That's the ultimate. This is not for preciousness.
No.
It's not.
Well, it's an ugly, violent world, and we're pretending it isn't.
Well, it's not pretending. It's just,
I think people are pretending.
They're pretending it's like my group's good and your group is. Everybody does that.
Yeah.
Which I didn't see that coming. I thought the pendulum of PC was going to be, we're not like that. But then they were like, no, we should have our identity, our white identity, male identity. I'm like, I didn't want to be in that game. That's a gross.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought it sounded gross coming from them, but from you, it sounds worse. Like, to be like, my white identity. Like, first of all, that's not a race. Like, I'm a. Well, I took a DNA test, but I'm like Slovenian mostly, it turned out. And like, so if we're going to get like that, I guess I would say that. But like, white's not.
It's not a thing.
Now, black is a thing because we made it here.
But that also doesn't even make any sense either, because Louis is white looking, but he's Mexican. And that doesn't. He's still called a white man all the time.
Because Mexicans are
nationality. It's just a thing of like, everybody wants a pat label. Mm-hmm. We've labeled this thing and that's what it is. Mm-hmm. So Louis was like some sort of dad like teddy bear man who doesn't have a penis or a sexual thought. So that's why, same reason Kramer, Patricia says about Kramer, is like, black people loved Kramer, or a lot of black people loved Kramer, and they didn't know he had it in them to do that. Do you see what I'm saying? And they're like, ooh, it's like getting molested.
Yeah.
So people felt molested by that fucking story.
Well, they never.
But fuck you. You decided someone's Mr. Rogers that is not Mr. Rogers. Go fuck yourself.
How the fuck could anybody listen to his material and think he was fucking Mr. Rogers? Because I get the Kramer thing.
He showed some sympathy for the feminist outlook when the Tosh thing happened, and that's what made him. Oh, he's one of ours. They can't. Trump got elected. So this fucking group now.
People need to die.
What do they control? They control aspects of entertainment.
Exactly.
And they control aspects of whatever. So they're like, we can punish our own really severe. Great job. Next election, when this guy that you fucking can't stand is back up, do you think that this work you're putting in is going to help you?
No.
like the election was rigged when you put Hillary in.
Yes.
When you go, hey, guys, this is a very, very important election. Is it? Why did you run Hillary then? Because you know people don't like her.
Yeah, and she's already lost.
And also, everybody seems to be mad at this dynasty thing of the same last name people again and again. Like, that aspect of Obama people liked, even though it's weirdly he was related. They're all related. They're all like lizard people related.
Yeah.
You choose which of these lizard people you want.
All right, easy, Alex Jones. Easy.
It's just these are metaphors that they take a ridiculous extreme, but they're true. The metaphors work.
Yeah.
It's just like the reality gets.
Yeah.
That's another danger of DMT is that if you do it too much, you probably are like, oh, there's very little difference.
Yeah.
Between the two things. Like, it makes you lose your ambition or something. I don't know. I know people have smoked a lot. I'm like, you don't have this. You still have to play the simulation while you're here. You can't lose the whole.
I don't do a lot of DMT, but I feel that in myself as numbness coming over where I don't even know how to participate anymore.
Well, you could be getting old, too. That's another feeling. Yeah. That's true. I feel that all aging. The time.
I don't have the energy.
I didn't even know JNCOs went out of style. This is the first time here.
That's why you're wearing them right now?
This is my first time at home.
Oh, shit. I'm so embarrassed. I had no idea.
Kicks his hacky sack under the couch.
Gripe of the week. It's time for Gripe of the week.
It's the Gripe of the week.
It's the Gripe of the week. Gripe of the week from Jeff Jones. People who walk past 25 random shopping carts in the parking lot and just to take one from the front inside, right inside the store. So they didn't just go grab one on the way in.
Does he work for
this? I
was just going to ask that.
Because I'm impressed that he strung that sentence together. They traditionally not
the
most.
I had that job and all my coworkers were retarded.
Yeah, they're not the most able.
Every single one at the Publix by my parents' house is all at, yeah, they're all.
They don't do that in California. You notice they don't employ the retarded people out
No.
here?
They don't employ them. They don't house them.
They don't do anything. On the East Coast, you see mentally challenged people working in everywhere. And on the West
Sometimes
Coast.
Flying plane.
Yeah.
Remember that was an idiocracy. My wife.
Sully retarded?
That would be really inspiring. The one time his style of landing a plane was useful.
Tom Hanks' second retarded character.
And slowly and spirally.
Planes are like a box of chocolate. You never know which river you're going to land in.
Akeem Wood's Grave of the Week is straight dudes that go to gay clubs and don't tell you that they're straight. Like, I just wasted 20 minutes of giggling and flirting for nothing.
What was this guy's name at this? So this girl I met in Atlanta, after the show, like, hey, you want to go to the gay club? I'm like, they were saying, like, almost like, whoa, you even go to a gay? I'm like, I live in New York, okay?
I live in a gay
club. Slow down.
It's one gay club.
Good karaoke is at a gay bar. Yeah. You have to go.
But Brooklyn is the world's
But that's the surefire way to get laid. If some girl wants to go to a gay club with you, always go to that gay club. Because I want to go where no one else wants you. Of course I don't want to go. So anyway, we were hanging out, so whatever, talking, they're talking, these gay guys, and like, it was like a black gay club, too.
It was Atlanta.
Yeah, and the one guy came up, I smoked still at the time, I'm like, hey, can I have a cigarette? And he just slid his hand up my side of my leg, and I just like, oh, dude, I'm not gay like that. And he just like, kind of scampered off, like, I'm like, no, dude, it's cool. Like, I just had a breakup, I can really use the,
I love that.
I can use the fucking self-esteem.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah, that guy should have told you within 20 minutes, though, Akeem.
Yeah,
seriously.
He should have told you before he came, is how he said. By the way, I'm straight. Yeah. From now on. Yeah.
He's wiping his back off. Just so you know, I'm straight.
So he's straight. I'm straight.
I've had his dick in my mouth for 20 minutes. What's the next
one? I know. And then he was like, motherfucker, you knew I was flirting with you. I even did the most classic, basic flirting line, which is, you come here often. You had to know. You even offered to buy me a drink, Philip. Fuck you. Like, it's like, at one point, it's like, motherfucker.
That is a good free drink scam.
You know what? Let me tell you something, sir. If that was a woman that did that, you'd be guilty of a Me Too.
Yeah.
You're not entitled to sex just because someone acted like they wanted to have sex with you to gain the attention that they would have gotten if they had had sex with you. That doesn't happen statistically.
Rome Daly's Gripe of the Week is, in middle school, they taught us that Eli Whitney was a person of color. Definitely isn't. Definitely thought a black man created the cotton gin until dial-up internet came around.
Okay, but in fairness, in modern times, the name Eli Whitney would be a black name.
Oh, for sure.
It would be not a white man named
Eli. Yeah, no,
you know what's fucked
like
up?
In the last 100 years, there's been no white Eli Whitney. I feel confident. Those Bible names.
There's a lot of Jews named Eli.
Yeah, that's true. But
Whitney, it wouldn't be Whitney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're like, is that a Jewish name, but not Jew? Oh, black name.
I'm not going to lie.
Eli Washington?
If you have a president's name, you are black.
I'm just spouting these facts that I have no backup for any of them. I have no evidence to back up any of those things.
What's fucked up is I'm learning right now that Eli Whitney isn't black. I thought he was black, too.
I mean, it makes sense that a black dude would invent the cotton gin at that time to try to make their job irrelevant. It makes sense. But you got to be able to. I mean, I don't know why people thought there were slave invent. I mean, they don't have access to.
the resources the resource to be able to invent something.
Like, yeah. I mean, it's the best you could do is like prison hooch or something.
Ryan Timothy's gripe of the week is cheap fake Viagra that doesn't get you hard but still makes you lightheaded and sweatier than a priest at a Boy Scout jamboree. All right, easy.
You're taking Propecia.
Where did you take?
That's what you're taking.
Where do you wait? Where do you get cheap fake? Like, is Viagra that hard?
You could buy the Chinese Viagra.
It's you don't
Indian.
Assume
it's
that's
Indian.
Is it?
Well, at least modafinil and the other stuff.
I mean, are we running out of rhinoceroses to kill to make that? Like, there's nothing they won't kill to achieve an erection. To achieve a 2-inch erection, there's no
just like men. That's there's what no men animal. Do. They'll kill
it turns
anything.
Out snow owl eyeballs. But that's the thing. Well,
they kill
hard
pussy.
As hell.
They kill listen, rhinos. They kill anything to get.
If fucking you, yeah, but not nothing in Asian numbers. First of all, tigers were declared an enemy of the people by Mao, and when they killed 75% of the Asian tiger.
Yeah.
Well, people who don't travel don't understand. Is the idea of being a white male, which is not really that. It go to fucking Asia and understand what the fuck you're talking about.
No, we've done
because that is the ultimate.
We've
and
heard,
the only
we've
white
had this conversation. Remember, we were talking about the ultimate white male is a Chinese guy.
No, yeah. We've had no. That. The ultimate white male is a woman. The tiniest
China,
dick,
dude.
Insecure about their dick, won't tell say what they mean. Duplicitous. That's the ultimate white male. Do you see? Dick size is such a thing, and I just had no clue what. But I think wars are so based on it and shit, and racism is based on it.
And Viagra.
Well, then that's the thing. It's like then there's a point. They're like, who cares about the size? I just want it to work now.
Right. Yeah.
I've learned to.
Also, get a fucking Obamacare and get American Viagra. I don't understand why.
Maybe they can't afford it.
No, it's very no. It's not covered. It's the way they you know you can't birth
dick
control.
Dick pills aren't covered.
What are the yeah? What are the things
there's that's no shocking to me?
No, it is shocking.
No,
to me
no,
too.
No. A penis like a, pump could be covered.
So you can get hydraulics, you just can't get the pills.
I don't know how the fuck Medicare, but it's Medicare.
You
but
can get
no,
a
my
penis
insurance.
Pump
I got right. Listen, Writers Guild insurance is good insurance, and I would not. It was $500 if I wanted to get Cialis.
Really?
Just to party with. No one was coming over. I just had a long weekend, and I wanted.
They would kill anything for an erection, though.
I know. I'm not wrong.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, if we melt the polar ice caps, that water
there's animals.
Gets you hard. The ice cap water.
There's something.
Burn it down.
It's not like China's an old culture. America's like just a 200-year-old
yeah,
whatever. Like
new.
China is thousands. They have there's animals that we've never even heard of that they've made into dick pills already.
Yep.
Like mm-hmm. Like how we won't ever know what animals were
guessing.
Extinct ever. We also will never know how many have been made to get Asian erections all across the continent.
Some dinosaur tooth. That's what happened to the dinosaurs. The Chinese killed them.
Dinosaur teeth. In Flintstone times.
Yeah.
Don't you think Flintstones represents like the hell of dinosaurs? Like
yes.
Unsaved dinosaurs? That was their
yeah.
hell. Just used as...
Just like used as be, machinery and shit?
Yeah.
Yep.
Like,
yeah.
That's what all those Bosch paintings show. It's the Flintstones, but with people instead of dinosaurs.
Flintstones is just an attempt to reconcile slavery through cartoon animals.
They never wrestled with any of them talking. Like, can we use a talking animal as a can opener?
Sean Patrick Moore's gripe of the week is virtue signaling and other words I have to look up when someone posts about them on social media.
Yeah, well, my pet peeve is people with three names like that. Sean Patrick. Yeah.
If you
who the fuck do you think you are?
If you haven't shot a president, you don't get to use your middle name.
Oh, it's a fine Irish name.
He's the Dubliner. The thing about his gripe is that everybody hates that. Except for the people who do it.
Yeah, why does everybody all keep their trap shut and take it nonstop then? Really, why does everybody bow to it?
Because we've all seen what happens to you when you open your mouth.
What, I go on to write one of the best comedies in the yeah. last 20 years?
Yeah, we're scared of success.
I can have that three times.
We're scared of success. If I keep my mouth shut, I'll just fail in the middle.
Well, it is more consistent. That's a yeah. fair... Well, you do have a fair point. Touche.
Patrick Steen's gripe of the week is beef in comedy scenes like comedy rivals. Comedy rivalries.
You know,
I'm trying to have one.
It's weird that he says it because that would be one of my pet peeves. Is he a comic, I wonder?
Yeah.
Because, like... But that's part of all the podcast shit and all the fucking... I'm not trying to down Pete Holmes' show, but that show... Or, like, I'm dying up... That thing of, like, showing you... The life, which they never
yeah.
gets it right anyway.
No.
And it like, why are you showing them how the sausage gets made? Like, this is half the problem is people get to know the process. I was a big part.
Well, that's the shit that annoys me is because then everybody thinks they're an expert about it because they listen to podcasts and they think they know, or they think they, because they saw the
people could have the
like,
same shit, like the same tool. This is like, so I see you on Facebook and I was like, oh, it's like my, like you could see my process. I'm not telling you I'm doing good work. Like, leave. It's going to suck. But I don't. You could see how I get to something, maybe. Mm-hmm. But that's insane. You don't get to see that.
No.
You're going to lay out all your artist tools, and people are going to like look at it, and they're not going to make a painting with your tools. They're going to go, point at it like, what are you doing? Don't bring them in. I want those boundaries, that identity boundary between comedian and civilian, I'd like that strengthened.
It's not going
to
happen.
Like, if I have a gripe with somebody, who was trying to get, they always get mad if I say AB didn't steal, but I never saw her steal to my knowledge. But anything that I had a gripe with Amy about, I'd be like, if I had a gripe with her, I'll call her up and tell her my gripe. Like, I'm not with you, a nobody online. I don't give a fuck what your opinion or estimation of any part of my life. Like, if I have a million issues, you'll never know. They'll only be discussed with her.
Like an adult, you mean?
Yeah, like I used to do before we went online like a fucking pussy and cried. I mean, listen, you could do that. I'm just not calling you brave.
Sure.
Who do you guys think of the gripe of the week?
Yeah, probably Akeem.
What was Akeem's?
The gay one.
Akeem the gay one.
Akeem, I'll tell you why, that's a universal gripe. We all wish some guys
suck. The gay one, Akeem. I wasn't calling you the gay one. The gripe was Akeem, the gay club.
Akeem, I think we all could feel Akeem's pain there.
Yep.
For sure.
Just people being insincere.
It's like, come on, man.
Just say you're gay or...
We have an email from Colonel John, too, where he says, so we're supporting the local arts and enjoying a community production of a musical. Big cast, good voices, 12-piece, competent orchestra. So it begins until intermission almost 2 hours later. 15 to 20 minutes after intermission, and then the second act begins, and it's another hour of intense and forced entertainment. And we finally get to the finale. Who the fuck thinks a play, musical, or movie needs to be 3 hours long? Is it supposed to justify the ticket price? Do we have a national editor shortage?
Well, it depends if it needs to be told 3 hours. Some movies are that long. Yeah, I mean, it's just a matter of the movie. It's
right, like, yeah. Like, if Happy Gilmore were 3 hours long, it wouldn't work.
You know, then if you go with that principle, they're going to fuck up on movies. This is a very millennial thing to complain about. Colonel John's an older
dude. He's a retired colonel.
Yeah, you should. You of all people should know that there is beauty in the length of it. And then he
said also should know about Hurry Up and Wait.
Did the writer get a volume discount on words? Is the director in love with the masturbatory pleasure?
Are you writing
pleasure?
This from the play, Carl Brown? Because if you are, that's hilarious.
He's writing it on the program. Yeah. He's just like, fuck this. If you can't tell a story in 90 minutes, maybe you don't really know what the story is. I don't mind a serial storytelling, just not all in one go. Damn it, excuse me, I need to go pee.
Does that guy... I think it depends if that guy likes to read or not, too.
He's smart. We've determined that he's
What's the movie? Smart. I need examples. You know what? You have to give me an example, and you could be like, okay, that movie. But I know there's movies I saw that was like, that had to be that long.
Every Lord of the Rings movie is always over 3 hours long. But, I mean, you're taking a huge chunk of a book and slamming it into 3 minutes.
I think Schindler's List was accurately timed out. That it took a long time to tell that story.
You know, if you had been in the real Holocaust and it was only 3 hours long, you'd be pretty happy.
That's true.
You'd be pretty satisfied that story was finished.
The real Holocaust. That's the funniest thing I've heard of.
Be like, how long does this Holocaust need to be?
Is it really an intermission?
It's been 2 hours.
I thought he was going to do this cleansing thing.
I would have never made it to quick.
Where's the concession stand?
They took my fidget spinner.
They didn't even have an intermission. What the fuck?
We were on a train with no weighted blankets. It was brutal.
Well, Akeem Woods, you got the gripe of the week. Kurt, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Guys, subscribe, listen, tell other people about us.
Also, KurtMetzgerComedy.com.
KurtMetzgerComedy.com. what's your handle and stuff so they can find you on all that stuff too?
Kurt Metzger on Twitter and Instagram and all that.
Follow us on all the assorted social media at NoSirPod, at Brian J. Vokey, at The Funny Carmen. Thanks so much for listening, y'all.
Appreciate it.
No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it.
No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it.
No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it.
What the fuck is the fucking matter? What are you stupid away?
I don't like it.
I don't want your life.
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't want your life.
No, sir, I don't like it.
I
don't want your life.
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't want your life.
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't want your life.
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't want your life.
No, sir, I don't like it.